I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, we find out what happens when a college lacrosse player gets tired of braiding her teammates' hair and decides to start a voter registration campaign instead. But now I'm here with Charlie Pierce for the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
On Wednesday, three people were found guilty of wire fraud in the college basketball corruption trial. I was surprised that prosecutors were able to convince a jury that universities were victimized by a plot to bring them better basketball players. You?
Yeah, I was shocked by that too, actually, Karen. I'm dying to see the appeals on this because the whole theory of the case is absurd and has been absurd ever since we first heard about it. But now these guys are facing serious time and some ambitious U.S. attorney is going to get promoted and nothing about the sport itself will change.
Now that the trial is over, the NCAA could decide on the basis of court testimony and the information that prosecutors weren't even allowed to enter into evidence that the three victim schools should be subject to further NCAA sanctions. Does that seem likely to you?
Yeah, I think they'll take every advantage they can out of this because it has deflected all the attention away from the notion that the NCAA was about to fall apart, basically due to common sense. And that's what this trial has been about from day one.
Charlie, as you may know, I was once a WBUR intern,
unpaid
intern. Little did I know that if I had just gone up the street, I could have earned $1 million.
Yeah, this is the now new free marketplace if you happen to be a talented 17 or 18-year-old basketball player. Darius Baisley was going to go to Syracuse. He's the number 13 prospect in the country, if you believe ESPN's rankings. He decommitted from Syracuse, which sort of makes him sound like a battleship that's going to be taken apart. And he was going to play in the G League. And then he got a three-month job with New Balance and wound up making $1 million as a quote-unquote New Balance intern.
Baisley's agent says his client will stay in basketball shape by looking for competitive pickup games. Am I the only one who's noticed that the New Balance headquarters is located right next door to the Celtics' new practice facility?
You are absolutely not the only person to notice that. And I'm sure Rich Paul, his agent, has also noticed that.
The L.A. Lakers and LeBron James lost their first three games of the season, which isn't great, but it's better than what's happening with ticket sales in Cleveland, right?
Oh, God. Well, you knew this was coming. Cleveland is, this is a franchise that outside of LeBron James has virtually no history whatsoever. Tickets are going very, very cheaply.
$2.
$2 for, of course, they were playing the Nets, too. So, I mean, I think you might have been able to goose the scalper to $2.50.
In August, ESPN labeled the Maryland football culture as, quote, toxic. This week, after a two-month investigation, an eight-person commission says, quote, the Maryland football team did not have a toxic culture, but it did have a culture where problems festered because too many players feared speaking out. And I'm really confused because when you use a word like festered, I'm really thinking toxic.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of odd, actually. There's a difference, like, if you drink poison, then you've done something toxic, but if you get a wound and you don't, like, take care of it with antiseptic and it festers, I guess technically that's not toxic.
Well, here are some of the things that the commission decided were not toxic. A coach who used homophobic slurs, threw food, weights, and only on one occasion, a trash can filled with vomit at players. And let's not forget 19-year-old defensive lineman Jordan McNair died of heat stroke in May. Where does this story go from here?
I don't know, but I think somebody else ought to investigate the program. Because if this is what was defined as not being toxic, I don't even want to know what actually would be.
And finally, Charlie, we would be remiss if we didn't at least mention the World Series between the Red Sox and the Dodgers. And so I have chosen the most important topic for our discussion. As you know, the nation will be lining up on November 1st for free tacos, but not Red Sox utility player Brock Holt. Please explain.
Mookie Betts stole a base, and that ensured free tacos at all Taco Bell locations. And Brock Holt tweeted out that he won't be getting a free taco. Quote, I'm going to stay away from the Taco Bell. You end up on the toilet all night. This is not the brand that Taco Bell was seeking. And Brock Holt has since apologized. These are, again, this is we are collecting a list now of things Connie Mack didn't have to worry about. Insulting fast food chains is right at the top of the list.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.